Alpha Mama, good morning.
Good morning. I was twerking to my own song.
I was having a little jam out here in the studio as well. It was definitely not just you. Hey, happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
So as a day, what does this mean to you? I mean, as a very feminist performer, I suppose, in yourself.
A lot of things. What I try and do on days like this is try and feel into, I guess, the collective womanhood, you know, and that means different things to many different people, and it means different things to many different women around the world. And I think for me, I try and reflect on the privilege that I have as a woman living in Australia. I feel that I'm very lucky to have many freedoms, and also trying to see in what ways I can connect to women globally and feel into what their experiences are and see if I can do anything to, you know, to help, I guess, to empower more women globally.
And it's that global thing, I guess, as well. I was reading earlier the Women's March that did happen earlier in the year. That was such a global event. And you performed at the Sydney leg of it. What was that like?
That was crazy. Amazing energy. There was Candy Royale also on the lineup, and Amanda Palmer, who, you know, I've been a big fan of both of those artists for some time now. And just being there, because I had no idea how big it would be. I didn't know, because, you know, Sydney people don't often turn up to things. They say they will, and they don't. And I got there, and apparently there was something like, you know, 8,000 people there. And
wow.
The energy was crazy, and we had these speakers in these porta bins, and it was like solar-powered speakers, and we blew the system. Like, the system was not coping with the amount of energy and, you know, and love that was transmitted there. And for me, it just felt like so much solidarity. That's what it felt like.
That is absolutely amazing. And yeah, about 8,000 people. I mean, I love that, yeah, Sydney people not necessarily turning out to stuff, but I suppose it was just such a day of getting together and standing for something. It must just have been absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in a way, I mean, you know, so many people would hate me for saying this, but we kind of have to say thank you to Mr. Donald Trump for bringing us together in that way. You know, it's in those trials and tribulations that we often really need that solidarity, because we need something to come together for. And so I, in a way, as much as I don't like to say it, I'm kind of grateful for that.
Well, I mean, you know, in the surrounding context, I guess we can roll with that.
We can give him that one.
Credit where it's due. Credit where it's due.
Sure.
So as well, I was reading up about your Facebook page a little bit earlier in the week, and one line that really stood out to me.
No,
you're described as an entrepreneurial artist, and it just kind of blew my mind. You must be so busy, I guess. How do you even balance all that sort of stuff?
Look, I'm not going to profess to have mastered the art of balance. So I don't really have a concrete answer for that. I guess it's trying to balance. I mean, this is the thing that I feel women do quite well, is we use our feelings to govern us. Maybe that's sometimes not such a good thing, and sometimes it's a great thing. And for me, I try and keep a healthy balance of keeping my heart open and deciding what to do based on what's going to nourish me and what's going to nourish others. But then at the same time, I guess being entrepreneurial is also being able to read the climate of things and decide, okay, what is going to be a good idea, and use your head to be able to think clearly and act, you know, from that very logical point of view. So in terms of balance in maintaining life, work, personal relationships, being a mother, being a musician, being an entrepreneur, it's just a matter of not burning out and giving enough to myself so that I don't kind of exhaust that.
I feel like that would have to be easier said than done as well.
Yeah, definitely. I have a bath, which helps a lot.
Oh,
15 minutes to the ocean. I think ocean is highly underrated, you know, going for a walk in the park and just doing things that make you laugh until you piss your pants. That's really all I can offer.
No, definitely. I can picture that the bath time definitely is going to be.
If you do all three at the same time, bring a bath to the ocean.
Ooh.
And laugh until you piss your pants in the bath.
I can support that. I can get behind that.
That sounds like a crazy short art film.
It kind of does. Yeah. It kind of does. Someone needs to make that.
That's my next film. My next music video.
You heard it here first. So as well, you've shared the stage with heaps of really cool artists. El Fresh the Lion, we love him here on 2SER, as well as the absolute queens, Salt and Pepper.
Yes.
You know, what are some of the things that you've learned, I guess, sharing the stage with such a diverse range of people, all amazing in their own rights?
Probably one of the biggest things I've learned is that we're all just human beings, and that it doesn't matter how famous you get or how not famous you are, you, at the heart of everything, you just want to be seen and heard and you just want to communicate. And I guess that helps me, you know, if I'm working with someone who I feel quite intimidated by, I just have to remember that they're just a human being as much as I am. And it helps you to also respect people who maybe you wouldn't have looked at in that way because you think, oh, you know, this person is not anybody. I don't need to give them the time. Whereas if you remember that we're all just human beings and we're here on this earth and we're just trying to make a good go of it, it really helps me to keep that perspective and treat everybody with the love and human decency that everybody deserves.
It's absolutely beautiful. And so you have just released your new song, Stranger in Asia. Would you be able to tell us a little bit more about that one?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this song I started writing 2 years ago. And so it's been a long time in the oven of my womb. Let's go put it that way. And it's been through many iterations so far because it just wasn't feeling right up until very recently. And when I did the Women's March, I decided to finally call it a day and say, this is it, it's done now, I'm going to release it. And I guess for me, I was in Indonesia at the time, and in Indonesia, there is a lot of religious and cultural dogmas that unfortunately I find are quite suppressive to women. And when I was there, because my father's Indonesian, for the first time, I'd never realized it before because I'd been there, but this time I was there on my own and I actually felt quite unsafe as a woman. And I think that really opened my eyes up to the experience of other women around the world who don't have the safety that I have and the privilege that I have. And feeling that religion, unfortunately, although it can be very beautiful and can do amazing things for people, it can also do some really harmful things, particularly to women in the world, and how we are often shamed and traumatized just because we're women, because we, you know, have bodies and we have these body parts that separate us from men. And it's just, I don't know, for me, it kind of made me start thinking about a woman's place in our human psyche, in our collective consciousness, in the culture and in the cosmos. You know, what is that essence of femininity? What does it mean to be a woman? What does it mean to identify as feminine? And then I started going on a tangent and it became this big, crazy spiritual anthem.
And it is a gorgeous song. I have been listening to it all week. And we are lucky enough that you're going to give us a bit of a live rendition in the studio today.
It will be live and croaky.
Hey, very much looking forward to it. Well, this one here is Alpha Mama and her song Stranger in Asia.
You're remembered in the embers, assembled from the nebula. I was once a god queen of infinite space and sparks of creation in me were innate. I opened my mouth, I wanted to taste, and new worlds flew out from below my waist. Then one night I went to sleep and woke in someone else's dream, hovering above myself. I promised I'd be back for help when I looked down. My feet were bound, blood beside my broken crown. Though I screamed a silent sound, a single tear could not be found to wet the earth of empty towns. Not even sweat beads on my brow. I'm a stranger in Asia, lost girl in space. I'm a danger of ages, robbed of my place. I'm a stranger in Asia, lost girl in space. I'm a danger of ages, robbed of my place. They called us witches, historically always been bitches, rhetorically pondering if she's got riches. Explode at the stitches, so nervous you're twitching, can't scratch where the itches, like digital glitches. So you sold her for gold, so disgusting you're snitching. Now she's twisting and it's hurting us, our burning flesh, the churning mess of yearning breasts. Her limbs splayed and quartered, rinse sprayed, deported, like a lamb to the slaughter. You aborted her daughters, conveniently forgot you were naught before her. So you were not before her. Now the cogs turn while your cock burns at the sight of this lost girl. But her riches is knowledge like rock pearls. But you're stupid, you block her, and you knew you can't stop her. She came to remind you, you were God too. It's your song, two songs, stress and distress. So sick of the mess, ready to wreck. She's upset. How much worse can it get? And how could you forget your home, your nest? You forget to wear your crest, the crown that your celestial origins determine. Breathe in the chi, my consciousness returning. Breathe out, let go of all that doesn't serve me. Just a lost girl in space. I'm a danger of ages, robbed of my place. I'm a stranger in Asia, lost girl in space. I'm a danger of ages, robbed of my place. I'm a stranger in Asia, I'm just a lost girl.
That was awesome.
Thank you. I was in the zone.
In the zone. No, that was amazing. Thank you so much.